Okay, good morning. This is the Garden Conversation. This is Suzanne, your host, and today our guest is Julie Farron. And I, first of all, welcome Julie. It is so nice to have you here. And today we are going to talk about the prolific and stunning holiday cacti that live inside the bank on Main Street. Every time I go in the bank, especially this time of year, the blooms are just fantastic. There's so many plants. And so I am tapping Julie for her knowledge because she is the main plant tender over there. So first of all, Julie, tell us where all these cacti and how many there are came from and what type of holidays they represent.
The majority of the plants came from the old bank when it was located in the bookstore on Main Street.
Oh, cool.
So we have 15 plants currently right now. They looks like there's more because they're so big.
Okay.
But 10 of them have to be at least 36 years old or older.
Wow.
I think Dick brought them down when they built the new bank.
And that's Dick Flagel.
Yes.
And was he the manager of the bank when the bank was in a different location?
I think.
Or did he work there?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, that's interesting. So these cacti live a long time.
They do, 30, 40 years.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so they came, a lot of them, all of them came from Dick or just a lot of them?
I think 10 of them, that we have 15 altogether, like I said. Okay. Two of them came from some people that were moving that lived at the farm, didn't
okay.
want to take them.
Okay.
Barbara Blackwell brought one of hers in.
All right.
That's the neon pink one that's so pretty right now.
Okay.
And another sweet lady, I can't remember her name.
Okay. Well, that's great. What type of holidays? I always call them Christmas cactus, but I know that aren't there different holidays depending on when they bloom that they represent?
Well, there's Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter cactuses.
Okay.
Right now, they've been blooming since the 1st of November.
Okay.
So we're going to say no, you know, Thanksgiving cactuses, and they're in full bloom right now, but a lot of them still have buds on them.
Okay.
Which I'm assuming are going to be the Christmas cactuses.
Okay. But you never get a Christmas cactus blooming at the 4th of July. Do they ever kind of go rogue and bloom at odd times of year?
Not necessarily.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's interesting. And how do you know, besides the blooming schedule, which are Thanksgiving cactus, Christmas cactus, and Easter cactus?
The Thanksgiving cactuses have very pointed shapes to their leaves.
Okay, the leaves, the actual leaves.
Right, when you're looking at the leaves, so they're pointed. The Christmas cactuses, they're more rounded.
Okay.
So when you look at them, there's ones that have jagged edges, some okay. that just have round edges.
Okay.
And then the Easter cactuses have tiny little bristles around the edges of their leaves.
Okay. Huh. So where did they come from? I mean, where did cacti, these kind of cacti come? Are they actually a cactus?
They are. I think they're wild.
Okay.
They're, I think, like Brazil or something. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. But they do grow in the wild somewhere in the world.
On moss, on trees.
Okay.
They do really good outside in the summertime here, too.
Really?
Take your house, yeah, take them outside and they'll bloom all summer out there, I was told. I haven't done it.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay, so I did notice on some of them, it seems like the actual, they've almost got like a trunk, like their main stem seems kind of woody. Mm-hmm. Are those the older ones?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. So what do you do to water them, keep them alive, fertilize, and pruning? What do you do to these beautiful cacti to keep them going?
They like water. People think they're cactuses, so they don't need watered, but I water them once a week.
Okay.
sometimes every 2 weeks, because their soil needs to dry out completely between waterings.
All right, but you do, they are in soil. They're not just like in rocks or anything.
No, they're in just regular soil.
Okay. All right, and do you ever fertilize them?
Once in a while.
Yeah, that's all right. I mean, why fertilize if they don't seem to need it?
Right. And then usually it's like when they're not blooming.
Yeah.
And then I'll remember and I'll give them some fertilizer dissolved in water.
Okay. Water soluble. And what about pruning them? Have you ever pruned any of them? Be honest, Julie.
No, I have not.
Okay.
That really bothers me because they're so, that's what makes them so pretty is because they're so big.
Yeah.
But I've been asked to do that this year because they're kind of getting way out of control and they're kind of outgrowing the windowsills where they stay.
Right.
So that's going to happen after they get done blooming this year.
Okay. Well, if you ever need help pruning, let me know. Because I like pruning things. I'll come with my giant clippers.
No, I'm kidding.
Cool.
No. Not a helper.
All right. So during the, do you change their positioning? Say it's July. Do you put them in a certain place, like in a darkened area? Or, you know, when they're not blooming, do you try to keep them calm and dormant and not blooming and then move them when the weather gets colder outside out to the windows? Or
I don't do that, but I don't think that I have to because where they live in the conference room most of the year when they're not blooming, they're on the windowsills and there's an air vent. Underneath of them.
Okay.
So in the summertime, they get a lot of the cooler air underneath the, from the bottom.
Okay.
And in the wintertime, they get, you know, the warmer.
Okay.
They get the indirect sunlight.
Right.
But not direct sunlight.
Okay. Do you have any in your home?
I do.
You do? Okay. And when they're in your home, do you move them around seasonally?
Mm-mm.
No.
Nope.
You just... Okay.
They live in a bedroom that doesn't get a whole lot of sun, but they're in the windowsills.
Okay.
And it's usually cooler.
Okay.
When they're during the growing season, they like to be kept at temperatures from like 70 to 80 degrees.
When you say growing, do you mean the blooming season? Or
No. No, and they're when they don't have any buds on them.
Okay.
When they're just growing.
Okay, I see.
But then once the buds set on them, they like to be cooler, like 55 to 65 degrees.
Hmm. That is really interesting.
But one thing about it is, too, is when they get those buds set on the ends of them, they like to have at least 13 hours of darkness.
Hmm.
So.
Yeah.
You know, with being in that conference room where the lights aren't on unless somebody's using it.
Right.
They don't have the...
Right. They get plenty of dark. They don't they don't have lights on them.
Right. No fluorescent lights during the day. You know, so.
Okay. Have you ever had any that just don't bloom or bloom poorly?
Yes.
Yeah. So what do you do?
I just keep watering them.
Okay. And do they bounce back?
They do. The one that the lady from the farm gave us is one of the biggest ones. It's by the door going to the parking lot.
Okay.
And it'd have two or three buds. I mean, it grows, but it's never done anything.
Yeah.
And it has the most buds this year than it's ever had.
Huh.
So.
Yeah.
I'm kind of, it's going to be kind of like a science project once we trim them or prune them.
Right.
To see what they do next year.
Right. That's interesting. Okay. So, what else do I want to ask you? Does anybody else take care of them or do anything with them besides you? I mean, you've got a whole staff at the bank, or is it kind of your area?
They're my babies.
Okay. All right. Good.
When I first started working at the bank, when Dick would go on vacation, I would be, he asked me to be the water girl.
Okay.
And so that's kind of how I started.
Yeah.
And then when he retired, Tony Smith did it for a little while. She repotted some of them, which made them get a lot bigger.
Okay.
But they like to be root-bound. They like to be in little teeny pots. And so they don't have to be repotted like every 3 or 4 years.
Right.
And so now it's been my job. Well, I do have help when I go on vacation.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's great. Lastly, Julie, you know, of course, with modern technology, all of us can really access online banking. But do you feel that the plants and the blooming in there helps people feel good? The people that work there, the people that come in. Do you think, I mean, I guess it's kind of like interior design. If you go into a home where all the walls are painted black, usually you want to run away, especially in Alaska. Do you feel that the plants and the flowers and the blooms in there encourage people to come in, keep people happy?
People love them.
Okay. Good.
Men, women alike.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
Just yesterday I had a man say, if you want, I'll take the whole plant.
Yeah.
I'll take it home. It's so pretty.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't smell.
Right.
They have no fragrance.
Mm-hmm.
But some people react to them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they kind of bother them. So,
like allergic?
Yeah.
Pollen?
Yeah,
or
even
something?
Though there's no smell to them.
Mm-hmm.
But it just, this time of the year, it's just so pretty. I mean, the red, there's so many different colors.
So what colors do you have?
We have the magenta pink ones.
Mm-hmm.
Some, they're white, but they're more pinkish white.
Uh-huh.
Peach colored ones. And my own personal one that's there is yellow. I got that one from Kathy Warner before she moved.
Oh, that's really interesting. A yellow one. I've
mm-hmm.
never. Okay. Well, is there anything else you would like to add?
Once I get done pruning them this year, anybody that wants to start, whether it's now and or afterwards, come in and get starts from them.
Great. So when you prune them, can you stick what you pruned off in a glass of water and will they?
Mm-hmm. You can do it either way. I put them in water.
Okay.
And you have a pretty good success rate, you know, with the water.
Great.
Some people put them just straight in dirt.
Yeah.
But I'm going to save them.
Yeah.
So if anybody wants a start of any of those Christmas cactuses, I'll try to make sure that I know what colors. But when they're not blooming, they
all
look
the same.
It's always
a surprise.
So you could get some that are going to have a pot that might have three colors in it.
Yeah.
That would be cool, too.
Yeah. Oh, well, great. Thank you so much. And the other plants that you have at the bank, do you take care of those, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a big job. Okay. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming in, and I'm always fascinated by houseplants that bloom because I like green, but I don't like plain green, and I tend to kill houseplants. So the only way I can do houseplants is if they bloom like geraniums.
You know you're going to have color.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me today.
Okay. Bye-bye.